Well, hi there, Wyatt. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate for your still fairly young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. Yeah, it's off to a good start.
Getting started, right? I mean, it's pretty early, but I welcome the opportunity to speak with you. Now, I do have your file in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. And I do see that you're also already PIN verified, so Google knows that you're an active business in the local area. Is that something that you did yourself, or did somebody else do that for you?
Yeah, I did that myself.
Good. Yeah, I mean, you know, every business should at least be PIN verified, you know. It's at this point kind of like a digital business card, though. You have to tell people the name of your company. They have to be searching for you specifically to see that listing. Of course, our job would be to make sure that that listing pops up on the first page of a search when someone is looking for keywords related to the services, any metal or you know, fabrication, welding, whatever they might be typing in. Of course, you want that listing and a website to pop up on that first page so you'll get those phone calls. So our job would be to create the content that the search engines search for. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, Wyatt. All of that content, though, will be talking about your services and your service area, linking to a .com website that we'll build for you, and of course, all of that will be attached to that verified Google listing that you've already got. If you didn't already have one, of course, we would have created one for you. Your placement will be very closely mirrored on Bing as well, the other major search engine. We want you to get as many phone calls as possible. Now, it is a month-to-month service, of course, no long-term contract. That content, though, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, all of that reassures Google that you are in the area providing those services, and that puts you in that local map. Now, I want to include a website. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. Of course, it's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So being that you're a young company, not only do you qualify for reduced pricing, I also want to, you know, add that website at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Like I said, our job's not just to list you on that first page. We want people to see your work. Do you have photos of some of the jobs that you've done, like before and after photos?
Yes, I do, actually. Quite a few.
You do. You have quite a few. Good. So we can use the photos that you have. Now, not only would the initial construction of that website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included as well. So let's say we send you a job, you're quite proud of it, you want us to add new photos to your website, we'll always be able to do that, and there's never any additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. You know, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, it's nothing at all like the Angie leads where you're paying for a lead. Of course, that depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With us, it's a fixed flat rate. With the reduced pricing, you save $200 a month. You save a little bit over 50%. It brings your rate down from what would have been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And like I said, it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It's an exact amount. It would never go up. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same flat rate. And, of course, like I said, the website's included. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not yet. No,
okay.
I'm good. Just
gotcha. So you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from any of those directors or even from your website. Now, of course, you'll get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Anytime someone fills out the form, though, the lead form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Anything they type into that form, of course, whether they're, you know, just kind of letting you know where they are, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, that will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So, and you're not paying extra for those leads either. Whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website, it's still that flat rate. But you always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. Now, the one thing that I wanted to ask you about was the Angie Leads, the home advisor profile. I think Tara found it when she was looking for your website. That, of course, is a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using it currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes, I am.
And have you had it long enough to know if it's working for you? I mean, obviously you get leads. Are you getting work out of it?
Actually, I just started with them about a week ago, so I've got a couple leads. Yeah, but it's pretty new.
Gotcha. Well, you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on that first page of Google, although a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of the others, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners in general, prefer to get direct phone calls. I don't think anyone likes chasing down leads. And when we get your phone ringing directly, you'll probably do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. Others actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. It seems like you're looking to take on more work, for sure. Being that we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, that flat rate of $199 with the website included, Wyatt, is that something that you would want for your business at this time?
Yeah, it's definitely something I want.
What's holding you back?
I just got to think about the price a little bit right now, being so new and small.
I hear you. I do. You know, I know that you're spending money on leads. It's pretty new. You're maybe not even sure how much that's going to cost you. You know, it is going to vary. It's going to vary depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs and things like that. And, of course, it's your job to make sure that it's paying for itself. But I think that it's probably going to end up being quite a bit more than $199 a month for the paid leads with the Angies there. I mean, obviously, we're talking about Google. You know, Google it. It's what people say. It's what people do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's just where we go when we don't know who to call. You know, that being said, the return on investment is going to be there. I mean, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. But it is a position we're looking to fill. You know, the position is available. Tara's job is to find one company that we'll work with. We are not able, wouldn't want to put our clients in competition with each other. But the return on investment is the most important part of the equation. But for young and small companies, the investment part is still important, and I completely get that. You know, about the only thing I've got in my system that's lower than a new business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. Now, you know, obviously I'm not going to lie to my boss and tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I would just be honest with them. You know, you're a fairly young company. You're certainly new to the Angie Leads. You know, he knows how expensive that service can get. If I can get him to approve the friends and family rate, not only does it take your rate down from the $199 down to just $149, it also waives the $99 setup fee. And, of course, that setup fee is there to help us offset the cost of creating the content necessary to get you on that first page. So it would not be the $199 with that $99 setup fee. That would have been $298 to get started. It's actually half that. It would be $149, no setup fee. The $149, if he approves it, would be the fixed rate, not the $199. So not only would you save that $149, $150 today, you would save an additional $50 a month. Now, he's usually pretty quick to respond, and I know he's been making this exception for some of the other pricing directors. If I shoot him a quick message and he does approve that friends and family rate, and we're able to reduce that down to $149, waive your setup fee, still include the website for you, and offer the service on a month-to-month basis, Wyatt, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and get your phone ringing or your business?
Yeah, I think I can make that work. It is month to month, so if I find that
correct,
I can cancel.
It's 100% at will, which means no contract, month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. I mean, let's say you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to pause the service seasonally, you can do that too. So I'm sending him a real quick message. Like I said, he's usually fast to respond to it. And then while I'm waiting to hear back from him, is it metal manipulation, fabrication? And then I know it is an LLC. Is that how you would want the business to be branded, with the LLC included?
Yeah, that's how I have it on all my stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah. I think it looks professional, too. You know, people know it's a legitimate company. I just wanted to make sure, because we are branding your business, basically. You know, we're going to be building a website for you. Of course, we're going to create the content on all of the different destinations and directories. I do see the LLC attached to the Google listing that you did yourself. And then the phone number that we are speaking on is also the number that is on that listing. So that's the business number, right? That's the number you want your customers to call?
Yes, that would be
great. Is it also the number, the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes. Yep.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes, it is a smartphone.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Like I said, most of the time you'll simply get direct phone calls. When they do fill out that contact form on the website, you get a text message as well as an email. Wyatt, if it's a business email, it will be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And of course, you know, certainly for like longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
So a good one for the company is MMF, so like metal manipulation fabrication.
Gotcha.
MMF dot Petty John, PETTIJOHN, @Yahoo.
@Yahoo.com. And you said
yep.
Petty, like with a P, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And PETTIJOHN @Yahoo.com. Gotcha. So definitely,
yep.
We can list that, if you like, we can list that address physically on the website. And then Wyatt, what is your last name? Is it Pettyjohn? I'm just guessing here. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep,
okay.
That is my last name. Yep.
Never want to assume, but, the other thing I wanted to ask you, first of all, we will use phone, we'll use text, we'll use email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text,
a text message or a
text.
Yeah, phone, a text or call would be best.
I'll put text or phone preferred. And that's how it would be. I mean, like I said, it's really just for the longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records that we'll email it out to you. But certainly most service-based businesses prefer phone or text. And you are service-based, right, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online. On the Angie's, it's got the 3203 West Chestnut Ave. Is that your residence? Is that your home?
Yeah, that's just what I receive mail at, but we
gotcha.
Do all of our work, yeah, in the field.
Gotcha. And you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are field-based, no address to display. Certainly wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on that door any more than you would. When you were PIN verified, though, was that the address that they sent the PIN card?
Yes.
It is. Okay, good. Just in case we have to verify anything, we've got that information. And are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be listed online?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30. Okay. Oh, hang on one second. My supervisor must have just responded. I heard a chime. Yep, it is him. Let me open that up. It says, Paul, for this still fairly new company, especially one using Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included. So I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service they need. It actually says, awesome. Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's probably true. I mean, you know, like I said, with the new business rate, it's already, you know, below our operating costs. You know, we're not locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. But in the time, the resources, the direct costs that we're going to incur creating that content and building out that website, we certainly do have to earn your business 1 month at a time. Your success is our success. But and we know that our clients stay with the service long-term because it's profitable. So I know that's why my supervisor is allowing me to do that friends and family rate. So like I said, it would be $149 a month. There is no setup fee. $149 would be what you would need to get started. And it is, like I said, a month-to-month basis. In fact, one thing that I would need to do is to read what's called a voice verification, because we are Google partners. We do need to make sure that you are aware before I even ask you for any form of payment, that you're aware that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case it's the $149 a month, that we are including the website for you at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Wyatt, is that fair enough?
Yep, fair enough.
Okay. Mr. Pettyjohn, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. Wyatt, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Pettyjohn, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Metal Manipulation Fabrication, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Wyatt, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wyatt Pettyjohn, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Pettyjohn, as the owner of Metal Manipulation Fabrication, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Wyatt, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Wyatt, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, it is month to month, no contract. We're already aware of the Angie Leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to the LLC, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, why we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Pettyjohn, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, so are you saying I can continue my Angie Leads for now?
Sure, of course, as long as you want. No, you don't have to. There is no direct conflict there. It is a paid lead service, and it doesn't conflict with what we do. The reason that I ask, and we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, and we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And we just want to make sure that if any information is out there for your business, that it's accurate, that it's got the same phone number, the same address, well, not no address in this case, and of course, the same name with the LLC. Because the search engine, although it is a very advanced artificial intelligence, it is still an artificial intelligence. So, and we wouldn't want, you know, conflicting information. We wouldn't want there to not be an LLC and things like that. So, you know, like I said, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, or if you decide you don't want to have the LLC and you take it off your Google listing, just let us know so we can make sure that all the information is accurate and consistent. That's fair enough, right?
Yep. Sounds good.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with the additional discount that my supervisor is allowing me to apply here, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today, the 10th of October, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of exactly $149.00. The $149, Wyatt, is, again, a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Again, it is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, Mr. Pettyjohn, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. While that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month at the same exact reduced rate of $149. Again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Wyatt, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Pettyjohn, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Wyatt, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I missed a little bit of that. Could you, I'm sorry, just repeat that for me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so like I said, it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time. It recurs on the 10th of the month at the exact fixed flat rate of $149. That rate will never go up on you. You can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. All that we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Many, many years ago, I used to work in the client support department, so I do know if you happen to call the day of, the day before, the day or a few days after it bills, hey, I forgot, I wanted to call you last week, we would refund that last payment. But like I said, to prevent charges to the next month, we ask that you give us a call ahead of time. Is that fair?
Okay. Yep, okay. That's fair.
And that actually does conclude the voice verification, Wyatt. Is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it Wyatt Pettyjohn on the card, and the business name, both, any middle initials?
So I go by Wyatt. That's my middle name. But
gotcha.
My legal name is Sean.
Sean
on the card.
Is that with an S-E-A-N or S-H?
S-H-A-W-N.
On that card. Okay. No middle initial of W, and you definitely go by your middle name, which is Wyatt. W-Y-A-T-T?
W-Y-A-T-T, yes. That's what I go by, but on the card it's
Sean.
Gotcha.
Sean, yeah. I'm just putting in the notes here that you go by your middle name. So Sean on the card, Mr. Pettyjohn, you said that was a Visa card, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. It is... Oh, I have one quick question.
Sure.
Okay, with the website, you guys create that website for me and everything. You guys completely manage that, correct?
Correct. Now, if you like, you can... Through your client tracking system, you can upload photos, you can request content changes. We'll always make those changes for you.
Okay, so I can send you the photo. I can upload the photos and everything.
Yes. You can in the beginning we're going to ask you to email them to us because it's faster. Your tracking system won't actually be up and running for a couple of days. We have to create the content for there to be something to track first. So in the beginning we're going to ask you to email us those photos, but once your tracking system is up, you can either continue to email us photos or you can upload those photos to your tracking system on your own.
Perfect. Okay. That was the only question I had.
Sure. No problem.
All right.
You said it was a Visa. If you want to read that four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yep. 4037.
Okay.
8401.
Yes, sir.
2108.
Okay.
6142.
And then the expiration month and year? 03 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
479.
So I've got 479, and March or 03 of 2026 for the expiration. Was the card itself 4037-8401-2108-6142?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 3203 West Chestnut Ave, 98902?
Correct.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, Wyatt, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let me grab one.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. Wyatt, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@local.com. Now you will receive that email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email that first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, including that it is a month-to-month service, including that it is the friends and family rate, the 149. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview. This is where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to build out your website and, of course, create the additional content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of, well, I've got the hours here, forms of payment that you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It's a little short notice, but I may be able to get you in at 9 o'clock if that's a better time for you. But we've also got 10 o'clock, 11, and then this afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It would get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something this morning or
yeah,
this afternoon?
Actually, this afternoon would be better.
Okay, so there's a 1, a 2, and a 3.
Let's do the 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. An hour prior, so at noon, you'll receive the reminder email through our automated system. And I'm going to send you in just a minute here a calendar invite to your email. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yes, I received both, but I'm on the text message.
Okay, so the text goes where we need it to go, if it's the right one. Sometimes you get the email or the text message for the welcome email and welcome text. But if you're looking at the one that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top, talking about the services provided on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, is that what you see?
It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Gotcha.
We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Click here to accept the subscription terms.
If you click on the click here, that blue click here is hyperlinked. It should take you to the terms of experience. Now, the optimization is not just Google. Of course, we'll optimize your listing on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Below that box, we want you to, of course, click on that small box, and then the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, just either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears there. So in this case, Sean. Case-sensitive and appropriate spacing, so just the space between first and last name. If you copy and paste, be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Sean Pettyjohn in that box, please just click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've reduced the rate to the friends and family rate, that we've waived your setup fee, including the website, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial voice, or not the voice verification, the the NAPW audit, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. It would have also allowed us to release the Google PIN card if you were not already PIN verified. We would always have created the listing with you as the owner and with us having managerial access, as you already do have that listing in that client interview. They will ask you to share us with managerial access on there so we can add the website, add photos, update content, create all the directories and link it to that, et cetera. Now, once you've got your name in there and you click confirm signature, it should take you to the next page for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. So that, first of all, well, that just lets you know that you've done it successfully. You can actually stop at this point. The reason it's asking you for a username and password, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. In the next couple of days, though, once we do that client interview and get all the information and create that content, once your tracking system is active, you will get a username and a default password that you can use to activate or to access, I should say, your account. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. I can actually give you the username that is already created, and it cannot be changed. It is, though, easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself, 509-833-0511. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything to that email. That's the catch-all for your account. Although, when they do that client interview at 1 o'clock or in that 1 o'clock hour, they will give you the photos@localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly if you like. Like I said, you can send anything to the general support email and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you are all set. On my end, it is going to be someone else from the client interview team giving you that follow-up call in the 1 o'clock hour, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, get that website out there, and of course, you know, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, real pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad my supervisor allowed me to do that friends and family rate. I'll have to thank him now that I'm getting off this call. But pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. And again, our someone from our client interview team will be giving you that call shortly after 1 o'clock.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pettyjohn. Wyatt, you have a great day. Thanks again for your time.
You
take care.
You
thank you, Wyatt.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.